Filling in for Jamie Monticelli, who is in South Africa.
How about that?
Nivens from The Rock is here.
Do you have any desire to go to South Africa?
You know, I was just talking with our next guest before we get on the air here, and Jamie's trip took about 36 hours.
Yeah.
That, to me, if I could somehow teleport or monorail or something
Hyperloop to South Africa,
I'd be down for that. But 36 hours, like, I don't know. I can see a safari, but I can go to a zoo.
I can go to a zoo.
You know, it's kind of the same thing to me. Yeah. She's there. I know she's landed. At least in South Africa. Coming up tomorrow, KC Tech Council President Ryan Weber will be joining us on Wednesday. Be joined in studio for 4 hours by Channel 9's Donna Pittman. And for two of those hours, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, who we've already said, hey, if you come in for 2 hours, we're not going to talk policy for two straight hours. So we're just going to have a regular show coming up later on this week. Joining us in studio right now is the police chief of Overland Park, Kansas. Frank Donchez is with us. Thank you so much for being here once again. You're becoming quite a regular.
You bet. Glad to be here.
And the reason we're having you in is you guys just debuted your body cameras today,
right?
Correct?
6 o'clock this morning, correct. Yes.
6 a.m. Now, there are, as you probably know, when you talk about body cameras for police departments all over, Kansas City, Olathe, Overland Park, New Jersey, whatever, there's always controversy. Why do you think there has been controversy on both sides to why or why not police officers such as yourself should wear body cameras?
I don't know. Do you think I'm not so sure how, I mean, tell me about this controversy, because I'm not really getting it.
Most of the people in Overland Park are supportive of this idea then?
Oh, for sure.
I was sort of surprised that you didn't have them already,
well,
to be honest with you.
So I think, you know, some of the controversy initially, and I'm going back a few years here where they started to just kind of come out and that's one of the things that we wanted. You know, we didn't jump right in. This has been in the budget, in the capital improvement budget, for several years now. But we wanted to let, some other trailblazers kind of test things out. If there's mistakes to be made or lessons to be learned, let them learn those lessons, mm-hmm. and then we'll move forward. I think some of the controversy early on may have been over privacy concerns. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's another level. You know, we've had the in-car cameras for a while now nationwide, and they're a great tool. But what they didn't do was they didn't take a camera into your house,
right.
His house, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so I think some of the things that people struggled with when coming up with policies, and I'm not just talking about police departments, but I'm talking about at the state level, mm-hmm. legislatively, you know, what kind of parameters do we put on these things for privacy concerns? Certainly if, you know, Joe Smith has a domestic at his house, I'm pretty sure that he probably doesn't want his next door neighbor to be able to say, hey, I want to see the body cam footage from that. I want to watch him and his wife duking it out or yelling it out in front of the police, you know? So there's, you know, it's that extra level that we're in. I don't want to use the word invading people's privacy because it's not invading it, but we're getting into people's privacy. And where do you draw that line? What should be public and what should not be public when it's occurring in somebody's private residence? So I think that's some of the controversy that you speak of, and vetting some of that at the legislative level.
Right.
You know, where we're at is we are going to follow. When it comes to the release and request for this video, it's really no different than what we've been doing for our in-cars. We follow the Kansas Open Records Act.
That's what I was going to ask.
We're going to follow Kansas Open Records Act. And, you know, and when we get requests for body camera footage, we're going to do what we've done all along for any other request, whether it be for police reports or for in-car video. We're going to follow state law. But again, I think that was some of the things that people were concerned about.
Sure.
Originally were those privacy issues. But yeah, I think that our constituents are supportive of it. I know my officers are supportive of it. You know, speaking from the experience that I've had with in-car cameras, both here and back in Iowa, I'm going to tell you right now, hands down, it exonerates way more officers of wrongdoing than it convicts. And I don't mean criminally convicts. I just mean, you know.
Their word against theirs. Yes.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, why would officers not want to welcome this? And I know ours have because, like I say, you know, it gets rid of that he said, she said, and it's on camera and it's on audio. And like I say, in my experience, there's been quite a few cases where, yeah, it wasn't quite what the person that was arrested was saying.
Okay.
Have you had anybody in your department come to you saying, I have a problem with this? Has
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, and makes sense.
Again, it's just, you know, it's just the natural extension of that in-car camera. So they knew that was coming. They knew it was in the budget. You know, we've been testing this. We had it out on six officers from December till October. We tested it. We tested a couple different models of the WatchGuard system. You know, what worked best. You know, quality, comfort. You know, comfort level, where it's positioned, and all of that stuff. And you know, and then we made a decision. And so now we've implement it.
Talk with Overland Park Police Chief Frank Donchez in studio on 98.1 KMBZ. You said that you were going to wait and see and learn from people's mistakes, the lessons of surrounding departments, people you were keeping an eye on. What did you learn worked and what did you learn didn't work from other departments?
Well, I think that a lot of that got worked out, like you say, mostly at the legislative level, what would be allowable as far as what's open, what's accessible. But also the storage, and we're still trying to nail that down.
That's
to
always
some extent.
A big topic, a big part of this conversation.
It is. You know, it is. So for those of you out there that are wondering, well, what did this cost to implement?
That's going to be my question at 11:17 after the break.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll wait for that.
No, go ahead. I
can't. So anyway, to implement it, the cost of the cameras and ancillary equipment, charging stations and you know, whatnot, was $430,000. That was for 200 cameras. We spent $430,000. And then our IT department, the city's IT department, spent $100,000 on a server. Now, we're not sure at this point if one server is going to suffice.
Right.
We're going to need a second one. But we went with one first off, you know, at 100 grand. We don't want to buy two of them.
Right,
we need
two.
But we're just not sure how that's going to work. So we spent 100 grand on that. And then the cloud storage.
Mm-hmm.
So for our body cameras, we're going to be spending $60,000 a year for the body cameras and another $30,000 a year for the in-car cameras. So you're looking at $90,000 a year for cloud storage. And that's, obviously, that's an ongoing cost.
How long is that? Say a video gets put in the cloud.
It's there forever.
It is? Okay.
So what we do is the vast majority of our recordings are going to be everyday interactions.
Right.
You know, the officer turns on his camera because he's interacting with you. You're reporting a theft or something. And so, you know, 90-some percent of those are benign.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that go on to the server. And they stay there for 90 days. And then after 90 days, they drop off.
Right.
Now, if there's a reason to flag it, whether it's as a result of an arrest or somebody's made a complaint about the officer mm-hmm. or about the situation or whatever, then those get flagged, and those are the ones that go to the cloud,
mm-hmm.
and they're there. But the vast majority, like I say, are going to drop off after 90 days because there's no issue. And the reason that we came up with a 90-day time frame is that, you know, we can't afford to keep. You know, I mean, you're talking, like I said, it's $100,000 mm-hmm. for the server.
Right, of course.
We up that up,
yeah.
And it's more servers. And then is it really worth it? For the most part, if we're going to get a complaint on you know, an officer's behavior or on a certain situation, it's going to come within 90 days.
Right.
Generally, those things come about within 90 days. So we're relatively comfortable that the 90 days will work for everybody involved. Now, that's not to say that 6 months down the road, somebody's going to say, hey, you know, when that officer gave me a ticket. But we'll just have to deal with those case by case.
Got it.
Coming up, we're going to talk about when those videos get flagged, because that's interesting to me. That 90 days, that seems about right. But what happens when someone says, hey, you should look at this video? We'll get into that. We'll talk more about the funding, because that's always a question that comes in. Who's paying for this? We'll get into that with Overland Park Police Chief Frank Donchez in studio. If you have questions about the new OP body cams, text them in 22980. That's 22980. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Niven's in for Jamie Monticelli here on 98.1 KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wicket here on 98.1 KMBZ. Nivens from The Rock in for Jamie Monticelli.
Hello.
We will get into a conversation about Motley Crue in a bit. Joining us in studio, they've just debuted body cameras in Overland Park, and the police chief from OP, Frank Donchez, is with us in studio. We were talking about what happens when you, with these body cameras that just debuted 6 a.m. today. How many cameras are out there? How many cameras did you...
We purchased 200.
Okay.
And so the goal was to outfit all of our operations bureau. And so the operations folks are the people that are in uniform. You know, that's our patrol officers, our cops officers, our SROs, our traffic officers. Anybody wearing a uniform that's out there day-to-day interacting with the public. Now, we have extras. So
okay, that's what I was going to say. You have 200 men and women out in the field in
OP
a day?
Is safe.
No,
my God.
No, we have,
I'm never going to your town again, sir.
We have 258. We're authorized for 258 commissioned officers. Right now, we're sitting at, I think, 247.
Okay.
But with a whole bunch of people in training between the academy and field training. But nonetheless, get back to the cameras.
Right.
You know, we want the people that are interacting with the public day in and day out, those people that are answering calls, stopping cars, they're the ones that have them. Not that others can't sign it out if necessary. So a detective, let's say he's going to go out and maybe he's going to do an interview or he's going to go serve a warrant or something. He thinks, hey, you know, probably a good idea if I
right.
record this, he can sign, they can sign those out and have them, but they're not required like day in and day out to be having a body camera on.
So that's what I was going to ask. When an officer is going out into the field, that's what you call it, right? Going out into the field?
Right.
Is that
right?
They go to somewhere, sign out for the camera, and then attach it
to
their uniform?
Yeah, so we have them in the station. They're in chargers, but then that also uploads them.
Okay.
And so, you know, you'll sign one out, you pull it out of the charger, and you'll attach it to your shirt or your vest or, you know, your jacket.
Right.
Then you head out. You know, it integrates. Here's the other thing. So I'm not touting one brand over another. I just know that we've gone with WatchGuard.
Okay.
And what happened was several years ago, we were researching to replace our in-car system because we had an old system. It was really barely hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we tested the WatchGuard product, which we thought was excellent quality. And so we ended up going with WatchGuard. But one of the other reasons we went with WatchGuard for our in-car and our interview room cameras was that they also had the component that their body cameras integrate. And so we were thinking ahead.
Sure.
Hey, we're going to get body cameras sooner or later. We want to go with a product so it's all in one. So now... WatchGuard supplies body cameras. So, you know, your body camera, when you get in your police car, it syncs up with the in-car camera.
Okay.
And so those triggers that trigger your in-car camera also trigger your body camera to come on. I mean, you can turn it on manually, but one of the triggers is when you turn on your overhead lights. So you're going to stop a vehicle. You turn on your overhead lights. Boom, that automatically triggers your in-car camera, which now also automatically triggers your body camera.
Okay.
So, you know, we wanted a product that would sync up with everything.
Sure.
And it just works better.
Got it.
When you talk about the videos and that's, you know, the cloud and the storage and you don't want to keep everything because you can pull Nivens over for running a stoplight. You know, he's not going to cause too many problems. There's no need to keep that video. How do you get alerted to video you need to keep? That you after 90 days, like you mentioned before, all the benign videos go away. But with Nivens, you know, you walk up and Nivens has a bag of weed sitting in his lap. You know, not that that would happen.
I prefer cannabis.
But how do you know? Does the police officer say, hey, we got to keep that video? Does the complaint from the civilian trigger that?
Several different ways. An officer... So maybe he just has a bad feeling about this guy. Not that I have that,
no,
but I'm just saying, unless he has a bad feeling,
it's fine.
He can flag
that. Is it
the
red glasses? Is that what it is? Is it my red glasses?
You know, the officer can flag that. If it's part of an arrest, it's automatically flagged. If it's part of a pursuit, it's automatically flagged.
Okay.
If he gives out a citation, so if he stopped him and he gave him a ticket for a red light, it's flagged because we're going to need that for court down the road. So, some are automatically flagged, but the officer always has the ability to flag it. And even after the fact. So it's going into that 90-day storage. And let's say a week later, you know, his supervisor's asking him about a particular stop that he made or a particular interaction, we can go back and flag it within that 90-day period to keep it forever.
So some of the tales I'm sure that you've heard in your studies of all this is that there's a times when like the officer stopped somebody and his body cam got shut off, or he or she shut the body cam off. Is it, from the sounds of it though, it's all automated? Where,
well, it is, but so there's, you know, we have a policy. I don't have it with me here today, but we have a policy that says, you know, when you need to turn it on, when you need to have it on. But there are some caveats in there. So let's say that, you know, you and I go on a call together and we're dealing with Wicked here, and, you know, and then we go and we want to have a sidebar conversation, maybe about tactics or about something else. You know, we can turn that camera off to have that discussion, and that's allowable. So there are times where there's going to be gaps, mm-hmm. but for the most part, while we're interacting with him, it's going to be on.
Okay.
Questions always come in about funding. First question that came in, you guys are going to be writing a lot more tickets now, aren't you, in Overland Park? That obviously is a little tongue-in-cheek, I hope, well, from the texter. Know, but how is all this getting? I mean, you're paying $60,000, $90,000 a year for cloud storage. Where is that coming from?
Yeah, so let me be clear on this. I'm hoping that's tongue-in-cheek because, number one, so the $430,000 initially, that's been in our CIP, capital improvement budget, for like 5 years.
Right.
And that's money that we know that we're looking at something. We just got our new command post. That was in the CIP for years. You know, these are big ticket items that we know we're going to need going ahead. And so that money gets budgeted. Mm-hmm. And then you have your operational budget. And that's where this $90,000 a year for the cloud storage is coming from. We put that in a budget, and you know that's comes out of the general fund. But one of the things that I need to make clear is that our city money that comes from different sources, obviously real estate taxes,
right?
Sales tax, mm-hmm. is probably the main component to that, grant funding and whatnot. But one of the things that we absolutely positively do not do, and I'd be against doing it, is we do not count on fines. I mean, yeah, does that money go into the budget? Yes, it does. But we don't count on that to afford anything. Now, unfortunately, there probably are departments nationwide, and I've read several articles on departments that solely rely on traffic fines in order to maintain
their budget. So the monthly quota joke is this a joke?
And that would bother me because I wouldn't want to be part of an organization that does that. We wouldn't do it here. I know the city administration wouldn't want it, and okay. I certainly wouldn't want it. So just to be clear, this money is budgeted. It's part of our tax dollars, but it's not. We don't rely on fines to pay any of this money.
Before we let you go, are you happy that you got the body cameras in Overland Park?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, like I said earlier, the big thing. Well, you know. It answers those questions that people have. Well, you know, you guys aren't very transparent.
Sure.
You're not very accountable.
Right.
Well, this is another level of that transparency and accountability. And so that's good from a public perspective.
Right.
But also, like, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. You know, it exonerates more officers than it convicts. And so, you know, that's good. I want to know, are my officers doing the right thing or are they doing the wrong thing? And I want to know about it to hold them accountable. But, you know, I also want to hold those citizens accountable who are making false claims against the officers just because they're upset they got arrested.
Do you know how many cities in the Kansas City metro area are all using body cams?
I do not.
You don't know? Okay. No, I wasn't sure if you knew that.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
Thank you.
It.
You bet.
Hey,
you bet.
Have yourself a great holiday. If we don't see you, I'm guessing based on your schedule, you'll be in here in like 3 days anyway. But thank you for coming in. And if we don't see you before, then have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too.
He is the police chief of Overland Park, Kansas. Frank Donchez joining us in studio on Twitter at @OPPD_chief. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get back to our conversation about Motley Crue next. First, Dan Weinbaum is in the newsroom.